Robinhood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robinhood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is the health show created to bring you vital information and discussion of all sorts of health issues on your mind and in your life from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. So first, let's clarify what osteopathic medicine means, as we always do. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the United States with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between structure and function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or that between the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their relationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but it will always be founded on our gentle hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients rather than merely finding illness and disease. Our practice has been especially effective for, but not limited to, musculoskeletal and other structural issues, as well as chronic headache, gastrointestinal problems, post-concussion syndrome, sleep disturbance, allergies, and many other health issues. We work together with you, the patient, to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as the solution for your health problems, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what is happening, as well as offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with our patients in our practice. Before we get started on today's topic, let me just remind you that you can listen to all of our prior Your Health shows online at your convenience, such as the shows on back pain, nutrition, carpal tunnel, concussion, allergies, etc., etc. You can do this by going to Robinhood Radio's website, then the On Demand section, then scroll all the way down and select the Your Health shows, and then click on the individual show by topic. It's wonderful and a fantastic way to get caught up on all we've been talking about. Well, March has come in like the proverbial lion, and we can only hope that it will follow the old saying and go out like a lamb. But right now, winter's hanging around being a pain in the neck, to make the understatement of the century. So that's what we're going to focus on today, neck pain. And we may do more with neck pain a little later in the season as well. There are many, many causes for neck pain, ranging from minor muscle strains to deeply serious conditions and everything in between. So today, we're going to give a kind of an introduction to the issue, and we're going to focus on the most common causes of neck pain with a mention of some of the warning signs for the more serious conditions. But please be advised that any persistent neck pain needs to be evaluated by a physician. All right? Keep that in mind. When we think about the neck, it's important to realize that the neck is not just the seven cervical vertebrae, Cervical refers to the neck, so cervical vertebrae means the seven neck bones. But that the neck is the gateway between the head and the rest of the body, as well as containing important glands and other structures. The musculature of the neck extends up to the head and down into the chest and shoulders, literally keeping our heads on our shoulders. But yes, the bones of the neck are the seven cervical vertebrae that extend up as the uppermost part of the spine. And there is one more bone in the neck called the hyoid bone that floats at the front of the neck just under the jaw and serves as a crucial anchor for many neck and face muscles. The neck is also the area through which the esophagus runs to connect the mouth and the stomach, and in which the trachea serves as airway to the lungs from the nose and mouth. The lymphatic vessels, arteries, and veins to and from the face, ears, eyes, nose, brain, and all of the head course through the neck. The neck contains the thyroid gland and larynx, whose arteries, veins, and lymphatic vessels also course through the neck. The neck is jam-packed with essentials. The neck supports and secures the head and enables the unusual range of motion of the relatively heavy head on the neck, so we can look up, down, side to side at various angles and degrees and turn our head to better catch sounds and avoid flying objects. The physics of it is a little bit like carrying a bowling ball around on a stick at the top of an upright moving creature, otherwise known as a human, a unique and challenging mechanical arrangement for our bodies to accommodate all day, every day. So let's take a closer look at that anatomy to better understand how the neck works and what can go wrong. As I mentioned, there are seven cervical vertebrae in the human neck. And in fact, there are seven cervical vertebrae in almost all mammals, from mice to giraffes to whales. Manatees, sloths, and spiny anteaters being the few exceptions among all of the mammalia. Why these three are the case of exceptions would make a whole other show, so we're not going to get into that. But it's very interesting that so many creatures, so many different sizes, have evolved to have seven cervical vertebrae as the ideal set of neck bones. Of course, the cervical vertebrae of giraffes are much larger than those of humans or mice, but nonetheless, there are seven in all. And enclosed in the vertebrae of the neck is the uppermost region of the spinal cord as it exits the skull at the opening at the base of the cranium called foramen magnum, which means large opening, creative, right? And runs down into the spine in the back. The nerves that innervate the shoulders, arms, and hands emerge from the spinal cord between the vertebrae of the neck and run down into their ultimate target areas after first forming a complex of nerves that come together and then separate to run down into the arms and hands and fingers called the brachial plexus. Plexus means intertwined collection of nerves. The brachial plexus sits deep to our armpits under the shoulder. This means that neck injuries, strains, chronic muscle and connective tissue tension in the neck, and displacement of the cervical vertebrae or other neck tissues can affect the sensation in and our ability to use our arms and hands by interfering with or irritating the nerves as they pass out of the spinal cord in the neck through the openings between the cervical vertebrae and run down into the brachial plexus. Just another example of how crucial and potentially vulnerable the neck is. Star Trek fans may remember the Vulcan nerve pinch as an example of this. No, just kidding. Attached to all these vertebrae are many layers of muscles with their tendons, ligaments, and fascia that connect the neck to the trunk and shoulders and connect the neck to the skull. It would take us many hours to review all of these structures, and you would probably go to sleep, so I won't regale you with all of them today. But I will point out a few examples that are often troublemakers for neck pain. For example, the trapezius muscle attaches to the rear base of the skull and descends through and spreads out to the shoulders like a cape, before narrowing like an upside-down triangle into the back and attaching at the lower thoracic spine. The cervical or neck portion of the trapezius can easily become very tight and tense, leading to neck pain and sometimes causing headache with that. The sternocleidomastoid muscles attach to the base of the skull under the ear at the bony prominence called the mastoid process and stretch down to attach to the collarbone and the sternum. These muscles are important in turning our head and are often tense and tight or injured and painful. And when that happens, because they attach to the same bone in the skull that houses our balance apparatus in the ear, that is the temporal bone, we can have not only neck pain, but dizziness or vertigo because of tension in these neck muscles. This is often the case in so-called benign positional vertigo, which may in that case be relieved by relieving the tension and restrictions in the sternocleidomastoid muscles. These are just two examples of the complex musculature involved in the neck and how they can cause problems. There's a near infinity of other examples. Also, there are many ligaments that connect bone to bone in the neck and connect the head to the neck. There is a very heavy ligament that runs down the spine in the neck from the head called the ligamentum nuchi that prevents the head from flexing too far forward and closing off the airway. But there is no similar structure running down the front of the neck, which is in part why we are so vulnerable to whiplash injury when hit from the rear in a car accident. In that case, the head can be propelled backward dramatically and deeply and then flip forward, creating the severe muscle and soft tissue strain in the neck we know as whiplash. Whiplash is one example of muscle strain in the neck that can give you neck pain. Any strain of any of the muscles in the neck can lead to neck pain. Disease, irritation, or inflammation of the thyroid, larynx, esophagus, trachea, or jaw can lead to neck pain. Any of the arthritis diseases can lead to neck pain and stiffness due to irritation or inflammation of the joints between the neck bones. There are also chronic diseases like multiple sclerosis and infectious diseases that can give neck pain and stiffness. Meningitis, which is infection of the meninges or membranes around the brain, often begins with neck stiffness and pain and needs immediate medical attention, especially when accompanied by a fever. A pinched nerve, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, which means narrowing of the bony spinal canal, or frank fracture can cause neck pain. So you can see there's nearly an infinite array of causes of neck pain and stiffness, which is why it's so important to have neck pain evaluated by a physician, especially if you have any change in strength or sensation in your shoulders, arms, or hands, if you feel faint or lightheaded with the neck pain, or develop nausea, a fever, headache, or changes in your vision or hearing. But let's get back to more usual musculoskeletal causes of neck pain, like poor posture and ergonomics while standing or working at a computer, or driving through a sleet storm, holding your arms and head tightly alert for staying on the road, overdoing it at the gym with overhead weight work, chipping ice off the roof, or carrying bags or kids that are too heavy for you and which pull your arms and shoulders away from your neck and collarbones. Specific treatment of neck pain, of course, depends on the cause of the pain, and here we are looking at straightforward muscle and soft tissue strains and injuries or chronic conditions like osteoarthritis. Strained and spasmed muscles benefit from heat and rest. And in some cases, wearing a soft neck collar that helps to support that heavy bowling ball head can be helpful. Osteoarthritis pain can benefit from alternating heat and ice. Over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and pain medications like aspirin can help relieve initial symptoms. Your doctor may order x-rays or an MRI to better visualize the problem, or may order blood tests to check for infectious or chronic diseases, another important reason to see a physician when you have neck pain. Osteopathic treatment is an excellent, sustainable approach to help with musculoskeletal and chronic neck pain, to alleviate pain and inflammation, to restore full range of motion, and to heal and prevent the problems, because it addresses the root structural and anatomical causes that led to the development of the neck pain in the first place. A good osteopathic physician who's a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine can be particularly helpful for chronic and musculoskeletal neck pain. How can the gentle hands-on work of an osteopathic physician help with this kind of pain? An osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine knows how to work gently and in precise detail with the intricate and sensitive structures of your neck and shoulders, working with the bones, muscles, ligaments, tendons, and fascias to relieve inflammation and pain, improve range of motion of bones and muscles, optimize circulation and lymphatic drainage, and help your body restore your neck and all the associated tissues to optimal structure and function, thereby not only helping to relieve the pain, but also helping to prevent it. In addition to regular osteopathic treatment for your neck, shoulders, and upper back, here are some important tips for maintaining good neck health and avoiding neck pain. Always gently stretch your neck, shoulders, and upper back before and after exercise or other strenuous physical activity. Avoid carrying heavy bags over one shoulder. Make sure to sleep with your pillows positioned to keep your neck relatively in line with the rest of your spine, so your head is not cranked up or cranked down away from that line. Use good ergonomics while working at computers and stay well hydrated to keep your tissues flexible and healthy. So to review, neck pain can come on at any stage of life. There are less common and more medically serious causes of neck pain, including meningitis that we mentioned earlier, as well as a daunting number of possible causes of neck pain in this complex region. So neck pain should always be examined by a physician. Osteopathy, as practiced by osteopathic physicians who are specialists in osteopathic manual medicine, can relieve the initial pain and symptoms and make a real difference in helping to optimize structure and function in the neck, shoulders, and upper back, and therefore in resolving and preventing these neck pain issues with gentle, precise, hands-on work. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Remember, you can email your comments and suggestions for topics to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and would like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, we are at our offices in Sharon, Connecticut. Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman. Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, Monday to Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m. with evening hours Wednesdays and Fridays, or on the web at www.goldmantripp.net. Meanwhile, I'll be looking forward to being with you next time, every other Friday at 12:30 and Sundays at 5:30. Take care of yourself, enjoy your health, keep up hope for spring, and thanks for listening.
Robin Hood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robin Hood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.